Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Breathe Podcast. I'm currently sitting in traffic and I had a really great idea that I'm just going to kind of record via audio. So hopefully this makes it as a podcast, but I may just use this for my own personal use to expand upon with further content. So the idea is that we have like these different levels of attachment. And if you think of it kind of like the earth, how you have the earth's crust and then it goes into different levels of rock and then eventually hot magma at the center. But if you can think of it more as kind of like an onion and the layers you peel back to get to the core, these layers can be layers of attachment. So at the very, you know, surface level, we have the trash that we kind of dispose of daily. We're letting go of this trash. It no longer serves us. We're no longer attached to it. And as you start to get deeper, right now, actually, yesterday, I just moved into a new place in San Francisco. And I mean, that was physically insane and mentally like completely overstimulating. But it was so interesting letting go of the previous place I had in the city, because I lived there for 3 years and I just was so attached to it. It was just this safe, amazing spot with a patio overlooking the ocean and the city, and it was just amazing. But I had to let go of it in order to get this new place, and this new place is even more amazing. But eventually I was thinking, hey, what about California? As I'm driving right now to see all of these California license plates around me, I feel like I almost have that same safety that I did with my previous place that I lived in. It's like the state of California itself I have attached myself to as this comfortable, you know, amazing place. And it's almost like, am I attached to California? Can I let go of that? Because really, as we get deeper into that earth's core, we can see about the layers of ourself and what we're clinging onto so tightly. We have family members that are still alive, but when they pass away, we have to let go of them. Or if they're no longer serving us and they become such a burden and such a negative force into our lives, what's to say we can't detach from that? So as we kind of get deeper and deeper, you know, we're getting a little deep here, and what happens is our physical body, as I'm like totally exhausted today, this morning from the move yesterday, I'm thinking about, once I detach from my physical body at the end of my life, and that energy that's kind of driving this fleshy mass for the next 70 years, hopefully, that energy that lives inside is going to detach from this fleshy mass. And kind of from there, I don't know if you can actually detach. Like, we all think that our souls live somewhere else in the universe once we die, whether it's heaven, whether it's back here on earth, but in the spiritual realm. That I can't answer for you in this podcast, but all I can do is, you know, raise a question for you of, can we actually detach from the universe? Can we detach our soul, not just from the physical body when we die, but the actual soul from the universe? Can there be detachment from that? So at some point in this earth, in this onion of layers of our attachments, we can find where we won't detach. Whether like it's really easy for us to let go of trash, but we have like a hard time letting go of an old friend that just has become such a burden. I personally don't really have that right now, but I can definitely relate to those who do have that right now. And it can be tough to let go. I know it's really difficult, But I know that there's a feeling that comes up, and it's, I've been letting go of a couple heavy material objects. I had to sell my car very recently. So like the act of letting go of, you know, something that I've had for 10 years, this car, is something that I know pretty well. That feeling of when you let something go is a feeling of lightness. And bear with me, I am driving here, so I might be a little occupied, but I'm gonna wrap this up. That feeling of lightness that you have when you let go of something is something, it is a feeling that can only be truly explained when you figure out where that level is of detachment that is like stopping you. So maybe, you know, it's kind of at the edge with surface level material things. Like there's people who are hoarders because they can't let go of, you know, things that are also very easy for regular people to kind of let go of. So if I could impart anything on you, it's just kind of figuring out, what are you attached to? And then is it difficult for you to detach from it, and kind of why? For me right now, like, what's difficult is leaving my physical body. That whole idea of dying, as much as I try to embrace it, is something that I'm attaching too much to my life. I love life so much. The fact that I can just record this and it can go into your headphones just blows my mind. So why would I want to ever leave this space when there's so much potential, so much unlocked power for each of us? I don't know. I have a hard time leaving this. So this is my karma. This is what I have to work through my life, is, I guess, the inevitable letting go of life itself. But you don't have to get as deep as I do. It could just be something like, you know, you recently had a pet pass away, and it's more of kind of just letting go of them. Their memory may live on, but, you know, we don't have to live life as if our attachments control us.